Now there was this king sitting in his garden all alone, when his brother in his ear poured a little bit of henbane, and he stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow. But the dead king walked and found his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed, and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. You kill him quick and clean and show the nation what a fraud he is." The kid says, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll have to play it crafty, so that no one will suspect me. I'll put on that I'm a dafty." So to all but Horatio, he trusts him as a friend. Hamlet, that's the kid, he makes out he's round the bend. And because he's not yet ready for obligatory killing, he tries to make the king think that he's tuppence off the shilling. Takes the mick out of Polonius, treats poor Ophelia vile, tells Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Denmark's a bleeding jail. Then a troop of travelling actors like 784 arrive to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting balmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, loves his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating, wonders if the ghosts are fake, and that is why he's waiting. So then Hamlet writes a play for the players to enact, so Horatio and he can watch to see if Claudius cracks. The play is called The Mousetrap, not the one that's playing now. And sure enough, the king walks out before the final bow. So now Hamlet has the proof that Claudius gave his dad the dose, the only problem being now that Claudius knows he knows. So while Hamlet tells his mummy her new husband's not a fit man, the king puts out a contract with the English king as hitman. And when Hamlet kills Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti is the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie, with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure he gets there. But Hamlet jumped the ship and put the finger straight on that pair. Meanwhile, Laertes hears his dad's been stabbed right through the arse. He comes rushing back to Elsinore, toot sweet hot foot from Paris. And Ophelia, with her dad killed by the man she wants to marry, after saying it with flowers, she committed hari-kari. Hamlet, Hamlet, there's no messing. Hamlet, Hamlet, learnt his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's dust convinced him that men, good or bad, at last must come to dust. But Laertes lost his cool and was demanding retribution. The king says, "Keep your head, son, and I'll provide you a solution." So he organised a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. And to make double sure the old belt and braces line, he fixed a poisoned sword tip and a poisoned cup of wine. And the poisoned sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and muffed it, for he got stabbed as well, and he confessed before he snuffed it. Hamlet's mummy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, "I do believe the king's a baddie through and through. Incestuous, murderous, damned Dane," he said, to be precise. Then he made up for his hesitating by killing Claudius twice. He stabbed him with the sword and forced the wine between his lips. Then he said, "The rest is silence," and he cashed in all his chips. Then they fired a volley over them, which raised the topmost rafter. Then fought and brass knee-deep in Danes lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, very gory. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm on my way. And if you think that was boring, you should read the bloody play.